the payroll management, the payroll people, and again, they had a, like a chain of command. We didn't make up the wages. They were made up by their staff. Actually, you know, physically put all the cash, coins, I suppose, into little brown envelopes. Various bot was made for various departments. So, like, a department, like, the say, the machine shop, for example, which was, I don't know, 150 guys, maybe more. In fact, I think the machine shop was split with two different boxes. So you had two different people with, you know, one was the first few or the first half of the numbers on the clock system, and the other half of the, you know, the staff people. And you literally had this box full of money, big brown box full of money, take it and set up. The one I used to do was to just set up in the manager's office. The manager would be there. He'd say and have a chat and one thing and another. And I feel stand guard if I can say that. I mean, I don't know what he was going to do if a guy with a gun came in, but that wasn't really likely, was it? This was Westerns. You're not really going to get a guy with a gun. But security being like it is, he would stay around, we'd have a chat. And of course, the guys, when they come in, you've got their money. They had to present their clock card, a last week's completed clock card, and signed up and all the rest of it by the right authority. And for their clock card, we'd give them their money. We took all the clock cards back. Everything had to balance, of course, being that sort of environment. So we had the right number of cards, the right number of packets. Sometimes there were packets remaining if guys, because sometimes the packets were in there, but the guys were on night shift, so they obviously weren't there. So they would go and collect theirs on their night shift, on a, you know, late at night when they're on. And then we take the box back with hopefully everything balanced, the right number of cards that they've handed in, and the right number of packets are no minus, and the packets remaining are the right ones for guys who haven't come in. That used to be fun, because again, it was a social kind of thing. I used to get to know some of the guys who were obviously it was the same guys, because they tend to do the same shop. I personally was involved with a paint shop quite a lot of years. It was just the one, you know, would you like to do a paint shop? Yeah, okay. And it became their regular routine.